This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Hello everyone and welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Hi everyone. Steve said it all.
We're glad to have you guys listening to the show today.
Now, Steve, we have kind of a special show all planned out for today, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Yes, we do, Mike. And we're going to talk about a lot of really nice things today, and we're going to do it as quietly as we possibly can for y'all.
So we've gotten multiple history roads throughout the years, multiple DMs talking about how a lot of you guys fall asleep to this podcast somehow. And we thought, what would happen if arguably the loudest podcast on the planet does the quietest episode and kisses you goodnight?
We've been doing this show for quite a while, and I feel like, we've really done it to you guys. We've really given it to you as loud as we can sometimes, and it's nice to take it down a little bit.
We can't really control the cadence of what comes out of the soundboard.
No. No, we didn't plan on that, but we just wanted to make an episode that for you people that like to sleep with DB.
You can't get...
So let's talk about... So Mike, I wanted to talk to you. It's okay. Okay, we're gonna be okay.
I can't cry at night.
Did you say I can't cry at night?
I'm trying to get into nighttime mode.
You gotta get in the night zone. Come on, man.
I'm crying out of my eyes.
If you guys are listening to this while you're driving, please don't go to sleep.
It's so important. We'll call that rule number one of this episode. Just do not go to sleep during the nighttime episode.
Rachel Tatman wrote an article on makingnoiseandhearingthings.com.
Is that a GoDaddy website?
And she says that humans can't hear all sounds. Did you know that, Mike?
I'd love to hear more. I'd love to hear more.
Actually, not even most in the grand scheme of things.
Is that right?
Like how we can only see a narrow band of all the wavelengths, hence visible light.
Yeah.
We can also hear some of the possible wavelengths and wave heights. You might remember this from physics, Mike.
Why can't we see the sounds?
I know. I guess we're not made to do that. Some bats can see sounds.
Why can't you see with your ears and hear with your eyes?
You might remember from physics, Mike, that there are two measurements that are really important in this diagram of a wave, the wavelength and the intensity. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Me too, man. Fucking tight. So you got the wavelength, which is the distance between two peaks.
Uh-huh.
This is like a lot, but let's see if I can get to some of the good stuff here.
Are we talking about what we could hear or what we could
see? There's a limit.
I forgot. To what we could hear.
In how loud and how soft a sound can be, and a limit of how high and low a sound can be.
As it pertains to how our bodies
perceive it. So we measure the loudness using the decibel scale, the dBs. Fucking tight.
I'm coming.
Can't get a sound from the whisper.
I'm coming. And since, and here's the deal, and the decibel scale is based on human perceptions of sound. And since 0 dBs is by definition the lower perceptual limit of sound for humans,
did you hear that?
I'm
so I was expecting a package, so I gotta leave the sounds on.
Okay, let's listen. The quietest sound humans can hear is just above 0 decibels. Which is around 20 micropascals of pressure. Of course, that's healthy young humans. The older you get, the more your hearing range decreases.
Is that negative 12 tiny little men named Pascal?
Micropascals, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Get up in there.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm applying more pressure than you or 12 of your friends could muster.
Hey, you're getting up there in age. There are not that many Pascals left in here. We've been dying off.
When was the last time you went to the doctor and got any of your Pascals checked out?
Do you even care that we are down here dying?
Oh boy.
And here's the deal, dude. The older you get, the more your hearing range decreases.
What?
Which is why your grandma asks you to repeat yourself a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, grandma. Can't hear me nowhere. Right, grandma?
It kind of sounds like a gift.
Yeah, well.
A gift that nature gives you towards the end of your life.
The loudest sound that humans can hear is just under 160 decibels.
So these are, I'm seeing 10.
Since exposure to sound is at 160 decibels will literally rip your eardrum.
I hate it. I hate that. Yeah. Talk about a bummer situation.
Big time bungle. Ripping out your eardrum.
Wow. Wow.
That's things like being right under a cannon when it fires. Didn't Gonzo do that?
I think he was dead. Inside. Shot,
which might be worse.
Shot from a cannon. Well, it's like if you're riding a motorcycle, it's not as loud.
Right.
But if you're getting shot out of the cannon, a lot of the boom is behind you.
Yeah. If your head is right by the motorcycle on the while it's driving, that's not good.
If you're hanging off the back of a motorcycle, and you're going to want to probably get your hearing checked.
That's right. Or also standing next to a rocket when it launches.
That's a good example.
Rip the hell out of your eardrums. Kill all your Pascals. Bye bye, boys.
I'm actually kind of excited. We don't have to eat each other.
We were planning on eating each other up.
We've been eating the other Pascals.
And we all know how each other tastes.
And, you know, there's nothing else, so it looks like we're going to be eating Pascals.
Or, how about this, Mike? We're standing right next to a jet engine during takeoff.
That's another great example.
Oh, rip your eardrum right out.
A plane is like a training rocket. You ever think about that?
So what about pitch, Mike? You ever think about pitch?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah?
Well, Steve, sometimes I think about pitch.
Pitch is a bit more interesting. You want to know why? Because you want to know why?
The oldest little kid.
He's just saying this, and he's like in line at the post office. He's just telling someone that.
You're waiting for the crosswalk light to change.
Pitch is a bit more interesting, actually.
You don't know why?
Normal human hearing is generally between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. Compare that to 15 to 200 kilohertz for dolphins.
Okay. I'm doing it now in my head.
And you want to know? And you want to know why?
Does that even apply?
Because. Did you want to know why?
Yes.
Because they both rely on sonar and echolocation for hunting.
Okay.
Can you even imagine it?
I'm trying. I just don't know. I can imagine it. I just don't know.
Just like hearing range for loudness, though, this gets narrower as you get older. You're old.
Yeah. Yeah. <it's... laughs> Great. Bless you, Steve. You all right? You're going to want to keep it all in there if you can. Music makes it a little bit easier to take, but not a whole lot.
I'm gonna need to blow my nose or something. You got something I can blow my nose on?
Yeah, in the other room. There's tissue. Why don't you go blow your nose? Why don't you go take care of yourself?
If you're older than 25, which is when hearing loss usually starts in the upper ranges, my best girl.
You hit that fan. Just turn it on to press the power. Try the power button first. I know it only goes up to level 3, but if you could somehow crank it to a 6. Good. That'll do it. 3.
Here's a video.
Dude,
here's a video that runs the gamut of the human hearing range.
I kind of feel like I'm inside of you.
I'm coming.
Stop it! Here's a video that runs the gamut of human hearing. Ready?
Yes. Runs the gamut.
So this is all the tones that a human can hear.
Okay.
From 0 to wherever, how high.
Uh-huh. Dude, imagine. Hold on one second, dude. Imagine you turned on this podcast and you're like... The first like 10 minutes were like, oh fuck, you could like legit
fall asleep.
No, dude, no. I can't. I don't want that anymore.
We can,
ever.
But it's interesting, isn't it, Mike?
No, it's not.
Because I'll tell you, this video.
Some things this you video could just, like when you're getting taught, you could just say yes, I get it,
mm-hmm.
And then it could be over. You're like, I understand that now.
So it goes from 0 hertz, Mike, all the way to 22,000 hertz.
That's what it felt like.
And that wasn't even halfway to 22,000. But it's the perceivable amount of... It's the amount.
This is like a Saw movie right now. What's happening right now?
It's like a...
You see the movie Saw?
So you might not be able to hear the whole thing.
Interesting.
Because of your age. Like, you could probably only hear it to a certain pitch, and then you couldn't even hear it anymore.
Right. I want to get to whatever that age is sooner, where it's like, do it.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do then, Mike. Oh, I'm going to play it again for you, and you tell me to stop it where you would like to not be able to hear it anymore.
How many years does this take away from my hearing? How many pascals is this shoving off a clock?
They're like, hey, buddy.
Bye-bye.
This happened in natural reality. Please don't do this.
No reason, not even that good of a podcast bit.
This is our goddamn job.
Help.
You're
help.
Putting us out of our jobs.
Isn't this going to be unpleasant for people trying to...
Well, if we keep it low, it won't be that unpleasant.
Okay. Is that an option? You could have just been keeping stuff low this whole time?
Yeah, that's what the whole episode's about.
Sleeping? Still sleeping by this point? Dude, standing next to a jet engine. Man. So pissed off if you were trying to sleep during this episode.
People are going to be dreaming of...
Bad. Aliens. This unlocks a certain special...
Wait, it's starting to fade away. No.
I still got it, unfortunately. This is my least favorite thing we've ever done.
But at a certain point, you're not going to be able to hear the pitch anymore.
Man. I wish it was now.
Uh-oh.
I could still kind of hear
me
it.
Me too.
I hate it. This is the goddamn worst.
Welcome to
I just want everyone listening to know that I didn't have any part of this.
So we're at 13,000. We're at 14,000. Oh.
It's gone for me now.
It's gone. So we made it to 15,000 decibels.
Great.
Which means us next week. Which means when we try to make
after
it to
the
16
break, we'll
decibels.
Be back with 16,000 decibels.
So there's 7,000 decibels we can't hear anymore.
That's fine. I don't want to hear anything that's like that.
I'm coming.
Dude, want to know what happened to me yesterday?
What?
My good friend, Lorene, who's an amazing painter and artist. You should check out her stuff. I don't know her.
What?
Hang on, I'll give her a shout out.
I don't know. I don't understand. Your friend, Lorene, is a painter?
Yes, and she made me something amazing yesterday.
Does she know to kind of keep her voice down during this episode?
She goddamn better.
Does she already know to whisper?
I think it's... Fuck, it's my internet is being... Ooh-oohs. There it is. Lorene the Artist.
Okay.
Lauren.
And is that on Instagram if people wanted to come out?
Yes, it's on Instagram. But she... So on TikTok, I did this thing where, like, when I hit a certain amount of viewers, I was going to eat a pie. So I ate a pie. It was
yesterday?
No. Like a while back. Oh, and it was like a little pie. It was like a meat pie. Mm-hmm. That was part of the joke. I'm sure people were assuming I was going to eat a whole goddamn pie. But if you guys want me to be around, I don't think I should be doing that.
There's no type of pie that I'd be like, well, maybe this wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But so it gave her an idea. She makes these like beautiful pies. These like she made like a conjuring pie.
Okay.
And it had like, and it's all made from like, it's all pie crust. So it's like pie crust pieces that like make out the designs of mm-hmm. these creatures and stuff.
That's tight.
And she was like, you got to come over because I want to give you a pie so that you can like, you know, eat this pie on the internet or something.
Uh-huh.
So she made me this fucking pie, dude. You're not going to believe this goddamn thing.
Did you make a special request for how it looked?
Well, she asked me what, like, she was like, what are your favorite horror movies? And I was like, well, I love The Thing, and I love Gremlins, and I love this. And she's like, okay, say no more.
Oh, wow, that's crazy, dude. So it's a gremlin, the bad one, not yeah. the fuzzy one.
Stripe, they call him.
Stripe. Gremlin. Looks like he's popping out of... What is that, apple?
That's an apple pie.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's big, and it's big.
Yeah.
It's like a big pie.
Well, it has to
be. That's not a small pie you're looking at there.
This is an intricate design.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. She made that. And then, so I went to her place last night, and she was painting it with, like,
lead paint.
Absolutely toxic lead paint. And she said, I hope you choke on it, as she was painting on it.
And she was painting perfectly, but looking me dead in the
staring
eyes.
Staring at me. And it still turned out this amazing. But, yeah, man, she made me this fucking gremlins pie, and now it's in my refrigerator.
That's great.
And I think I'm going to heat that bad boy in the oven.
As you should. You should get some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, fuck yeah, you don't.
And then just enjoy it. And then after you get that, just enjoy it.
Dude, I'm going to eat the fuck out of this pie. And I was like, I was asking her, I was like, as the artist, because I was like, first of all, I don't want to eat this.
Mm-hmm. You don't like pie.
I said, I don't like pie, and I don't like apples, and I hate gremlins. So what are we doing here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I said, I don't want to eat it because it's like a work of art, you know? It's like a painting. I want to like pour lacquer on it and like let it harden and then have it be like a paperweight.
Then eat it. That's when you eat it. Yeah. When you got it nice and seasoned.
Like when it's that. Poisoned.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, it's like, she's like, it's not, she's like, it has to be eaten. Like that's the point of it. She's like, you have to eat it. It's yeah. like.
Or else it goes bad. You don't want it
to. Well, yeah. Bad. And she's like, you could, like, throw it away, I guess. But, like, you know, I want you to eat it. It's the yeah. artist's request to uh-huh. eat it. And I was like, all right, well, as the artist, how would you even cut this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where would you even begin?
Yeah.
And would you cut right through the gremlin? Or would you, like... And she was like, just fork it. Just get a fork and eat through it.
In like, the center. Stab it with a
right
fork.
Right in the middle.
Held in a fist.
Yeah.
And eat it.
She's like, it's meant to be, like, enjoyed on your own with a fork.
Oh, tight.
So I was like, oh, fuck. That's amazing, right? Yeah.
And that's right from the artist.
Oh, yeah. Right from the artist. So yeah. I'm not going to feel bad digging into this thing with a fork later.
No. Right in the middle, man. Scoop his face.
You think so? Right in the middle?
Whatever you want to do, man. If you think you can make some content out of it,
Oh, I'm gonna definitely try to make some kind of content out of that. You just should... rip right into his head.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny.
I could put the vanilla ice cream up on top of his head where the stripe is.
You could literally put it wherever you want.
But like, it would look perfect where the stripe is because that boy's got a stripe up on his head. That gremlin had a big old white tuft of hair in
the
movie.
That's such a tiny little bit of ice cream, though.
Not if I make it big. Because have you seen it, dude? Are you even picturing this motherfucker?
No.
Look at this thing, dude.
We're talking about the tuft?
Yeah.
I like your nails, D.
Thanks, man. Whitney did them. And
very 90s.
They're so fun. It's fun! Yeah, look at how big this motherfucker's hair is.
Uh-huh.
You can't imagine that not being vanilla ice cream.
Oh, no, that's great. That's not what I saw on that.
Right? So
yeah,
like,
that's what she meant.
So it's like you pop the dang vanilla ice cream up top and you got yourself a fucking great time.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I hope you enjoy your pie. When did she drop that off? How fresh is the pie?
I went to her place last night to pick it up.
Tight.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And I watched her paint like the finishing touches on it. It was awesome.
Nice.
It was quite a thing.
That's great.
But I'm going to feel weird about eating that pie, but I'm going to try to make like a little thing out of it. Like my friend made me a pie.
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't you not really like a sweets guy?
Not a super sweets guy. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I'm more of a savory boy, but yeah. I'll tell you what I do love.
Art that you could eat.
I love art that I can eat. If I can eat art all day, I would do it.
Yeah. I don't care what's in it, dude.
Dude, if it's art.
What if there was a place that did, like, big cookies that were, like, had, like, famous paintings on them?
Uh-huh.
And then they were, like, up on the wall, like a like an art gallery. And you go, like, that's the one I want. And then they go, like, please help yourself. And then you just could, like, eat the painting, like, on the wall.
But you can't take it off the
wall.
No,
you can't touch it.
So there's just a bunch of people having a conversation.
Yeah, like, just ripping pieces of this painting off.
I like that. They should do that with any food. Yeah. Like an Italian restaurant. But it's, like, Starry Night, but it's spaghetti and meatballs.
Wall. It's like slopping out of the frame. Like, it's like,
do you need us to readjust your painting food?
Yeah, see, it will only work with stuff that would need to be like solid. Like, you could do steak.
Yeah.
Like the steak Starry Night. Steaky night.
Steaky steaky night. Don't tear my night. My achy steaky night.
Anyway, so I'm gonna eat this fucking pie, Mike. I'm gonna fucking enjoy it too, I think. I don't know.
I hope that you do.
Thanks, man.
I hope that you do. I love me an apple pie. So
is that
especially,
your favorite?
I would say, yeah. As I got older, I got exposed to more pies, and I learned the majesties of pecan is great. Sweet potatoes, great pie, and yomos. And what else? Lemon milk.
Needed lemon meringuingi.
Have you ever had a really good lemon meringue?
Meringue. Yeah, that's like lemon meringue. Excuse me. Lemon meringue is like a pudding, almost like a lemon pudding, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a thick lemon kiss.
Dude, I mean,
a thick lemon kiss.
They opened up for cherry pop and daddies back in the day.
I like a banana cream pie.
Mm. Eric Clapton.
You ever had a banana cream pie?
No, I don't think I have.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just like banana pudding with like big old banana chunks in it.
That's fun.
So imagine like a big old bowl of banana pudding.
Yes.
And it's got banana slices in the pudding.
And then it's in a pie.
And then you put that in a fucking pie. You heat it right up.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Imagine that shit. That sounds delicious, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dude, what the fuck happened to those little pies we used to have?
In grade school or middle school? Yeah.
What the fuck happened to those pies? It was like Hostess.
It was, I don't really know how to describe this. If you go to a baker and you get a pie, normally they give it to you in a box that kind of has a, like a cellophane or a see-through plastic top. Think of a box. You got it. And they, when we were younger, they probably still have them. Why would they have gotten rid of them? They had like a mini version of that that you could hold in the palm of your hand and you get like a one serving pie. And they had pecan pie. I never tried that. They had apple.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably had
like everything. They had everything. Blueberry, peach.
Pumpkin. Ooh, pumpkin is a great pie.
Oh, I don't remember pumpkin. Do they have pumpkin?
I don't know, but I was just thinking of good pies.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin's just a good pie.
Man, pumpkin's
my
favorite
pie. But you remember those. They were like individually wrapped.
That was like special treat. Stop and Shop would have one.
Yeah. Like 7-Eleven and like, yeah. And that, and they're gone now, I feel like. Don't you feel like they're gone?
Dude, did you ever have cherry pie? Is another pie. That's a great point. Did you ever have the vending machine pie? That was just, it was in like wax paper. And it looked like a calzone. But it was like glazed crust, and then there was like a fake pie filling.
That's the ones I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I'll draw you what I'm talking about.
Okay. Those are the ones I'm talking about that are like little pies, and they were filled with cherries.
Yeah, but it was like very fake cherries.
When I was a young boy in Poland. When I was a young warthog. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, so this is like a strudel.
No, this is the box, dude. This is the box. This is the box. Right?
Oh, was it that?
So it was one of these, I think, and it would be like Mary's or something like that.
Sweet
right?
Karen's and, yummy yes, pie.
And then the pie was like in here. But this was like, it was this.
Wow,
right?
That's a great drawing, by the way.
And the crust. Well, my mother was an artist.
That's a great drawing.
So this is a less good. This is less good. So this is the pie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then it would be in a little tin.
Oh.
And that was, if you can imagine that, in here.
But it looked like the ones in the packages?
It looked like a
big
pie, but it was like fucking, it was this big.
Because like the ones that came in the little like
pouch. You're talking about the ones in the pouch that
the Hostess ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Those were also glazed.
Yeah, but this wasn't glazed. Oh. This was just a pie. It was a tiny pie.
So it just looked like a pie, but it was tiny.
Yeah, the other thing that we had was like a donut.
Was like a calzone.
Yeah. Man, I used to house those at fucking summer camp.
Oh, dude.
Day camp.
But that's what I'm saying. They were everywhere.
Yeah.
So where the fuck are they now?
Dude.
Or are we just not looking for them?
I hope they don't exist because of how causing of death they
would
be.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's why I feel like something's up.
There's worse stuff out there. But that stuff was just like pure not good. And okay, so I would love to, I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to ruin the reaction. Do you remember? This is very important, Steve, because I think if you remember this, it's going to make you very happy.
Okay.
Think about what we're saying with the calzone pastry thing.
Okay.
It was that, but it was Ghostbusters themed.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly, what a great feeling. Oh, that's exactly the reaction I wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And it was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
So picture what we're picturing. Hopefully everyone listening and obviously not sleeping anymore is on the same page with us and remembers what we're talking about. This Ghostbusters thing, my memory, it was green. Was it Ghostbusters or Ninja Turtles?
Dude, turtles.
Turtles.
It was turtles.
And there was a filling inside. It was like lemon, and it was disgusting, but everyone got them because they were, fuck yeah, dude. We ate those.
We
and it
ate
does look
those.
Like a calzone, doesn't it?
It looks like a calzone that was dipped in like rubber, green rubber.
Ninja Turtles. And we were so horny to eat it. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Truly
we ate
disgusting.
The fuck out of that.
Yeah. I hated it, and I ate it all the time.
But those little Hostess pies, dude. Those little fucking Hostess pies.
I'm upset that you don't, that you've never seen these tiny, teeny tiny pies. Because I remember them being like.
And they came in little pie tin.
Yeah, it was 100% like gas stations would have them.
It was like you got a big pie, but they shrunk it down to a little pie.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I mean.
Personal pan pie.
I never saw those as a kid.
Wow, maybe it was just a little East Coast company or something.
It could have been, yeah.
Wow, that blows my mind.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine shrinking down a pie.
Imagine a pie, but different, and the way it's different is that it's smaller.
Imagine a pie, but the kind of pie a Pascal could enjoy.
Dude, you tweeted at DiGiorno?
Yeah.
Because DiGiorno said, give us a new slogan,
a new
16
slogan.
Hours ago.
Yeah.
And your tweet was... If DiGiorno, you know.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you got another one? I had
all mine they would never use because
really?
It would be like DiGiorno when you're here, your family.
Your family.
Or DiGiorno, we'll deliver it if you really want us to.
I wanted it to if you want it to be delivery, it can be.
If you Postmates us,
because
it's
of
delivery.
Postmates, it's now delivery.
I want to do that.
Do
one.
That, yeah, dude. You could also because of Postmates, but because of Postmates, it's also delivery. I wanted to have fun with like the wordplay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to go, like, something like, DiGiorno, our pizza is the best.
Yeah,
so,
I like
that
too.
DiGiorinari.
DiGiorinori.
Did you know?
DiGiorno, because of Postmates, It's now also delivery. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, DiGiorno.
Yeah. I mean, come on. How can they not accept that? I'm not even a huge DiGiorno fan.
They have to merge with Postmates because the slogan is so good.
Yeah. Are you a big DiGiorno fan? I like Red Baron.
I remember DiGiorno as being just the crust, and then you bought like the cheese and the...
Yeah, that's what I remember. I think that was the classic DiGiorno.
But they make their own frozen
things? They make their frozies, yeah.
I would try it.
It's okay.
Yeah. What were the other ones? You said
Red Baron.
Red Baron's kind of cool. I had that for the first time in Atlanta in a hotel. Because of COVID, the restaurants were shut down. Yeah. So they just had like a... You know, their little, like, snack bar kiosk, and they had one of those.
Oh, fuck yeah. Did you have, like, a French bread pizza or something?
It was, like, thick crust pepperoni. It was very nice. Yeah.
The reason why I like Red Baron is because they put little pieces of, like, when you get the pepperoni.
Real Baron.
They put a piece of the real Red Baron in there. The Red Baron's family members. No, they put little pieces of, like when you get the pepperoni one, they put pieces of pepperoni in the sauce.
Oh, that's fun.
So you got saucy, you got pepperoni, like little chunks in the sauce, and then you've got the pepperonis up top above the cheese.
Yeah. Dude, what were other good frozen pizzas? Speaking of pies, this whole episode's either about sleep or pies.
Lots of good nighttime things to talk about. I mean, I think, dude, honestly, like, I don't really know any of the other ones.
I wouldn't know them by name, but can I describe it?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, there was one where it was like a flat, thin box, and you rip it open, and there was like a foil on the other side, and you just flip it over, and you put the pizza on top of the foil.
Oh, yeah.
And put it in the microwave.
Yeah. Well, there would be the ones that were like individual ones, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it would sit on the little heat pad. Like, yeah. It was like the thing had the... metal disc on it.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, that was really nice and really, I want to meet the person who designed that box.
Because they were like, what's the problem? We want to make microwavable pizza. People want their pizza quicker. They don't want to wait in the oven. They don't want to heat it up at 250.
No. They want it heated by invisible waves.
Yes. So how do we make that happen? They probably went through a bunch of R&D.
Uh-huh.
They're probably heating up pizzas and it was still cold in the middle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Classic problem.
And then when you would heat it past that, it would probably like petrify the outside, but then it would make the middle like lukewarm.
What do we need? We need more heat to the middle. How do we
distribute it to the middle?
Equally distributed heat to the middle.
Exactly.
And then somebody put that shit on the inside of the box so you could just fold it over. Not only that, but it's propped up on the box, so if the cheese does melt over, it doesn't get all over your fucking microwave.
Nope.
That's genius. That's art.
Genius.
That's art that you would never consider art.
Right. Like, we have to think about the greatest inventors.
I
don't
put those on the wall.
The things you appreciate.
Yeah. What pizza is that?
I mean, I think Red Baron even did that. I think they all did it.
Who was the first, though?
Because
we're talking about.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Frozen pizza brands.
Because the thing is like, the guy who developed that was like, what it will be is it will be a circle that is just slightly smaller than the pizza.
Uh-huh.
And that circle will retain the heat and push the heat upward into the middle of the pizza.
Yeah. So DiGiorno, but DiGiorno's like new to the game?
No.
They've been doing it for a long time?
I think so.
Then it might be them. It might be them. I'm sorry to go into the weeds on this.
No, this is good because microwave...
8 best frozen pizza you could buy at the grocery store. Let's see if we agree with the list.
Yeah.
Wow, they started with 1. That's kind of a bummer, dude.
Wow. Wait, what?
Start with 8. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, because it's like not great. So they're like, we might as well start off with the good one.
Well, wouldn't you want to build anticipation to the best one?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're,
Ilio's Cheese Pizza, $3.
I've never even heard of it.
That's number 6 on the list of top 8.
Ilios, I don't recognize this at all.
If Red Baron isn't on this list, then nothing matters.
Oh, I can't. Now we're building anticipation because I didn't pay attention to the ones I scroll past.
Oh, great.
Five. Traitor, Giotto, Pizza, Formaghetti, and then it's $4.
Is that from Trader Joe's? Or is it literally just similar to Trader Joe's? Is that
I've never Joe's seen brand it. Looks pizza? Like. It does look like, yes. It is Trader Joe's brand.
Okay, cool.
This pie, crispy cut, sweet tomato sauce, and a moderate amount of cheese makes for the perfect blank canvas. If you're the type that likes to dress up your frozen pizzas with fresh toppings, for the price, it's a good value.
Wow, okay. Okay. All right.
If I like ever become sauce. That guy, hit me in the face with
a
bat.
I'll never let it.
Four, Newman's Own Thin Crust and Crispy Pizza. Margarita flavor, $6.
Okay. Newman's Own.
And he was such a great actor.
Yeah.
Cool Hand Luke.
Mm-hmm. From Star Wars.
Pizza was a pretty solid contender. It's got thin crust, diced tomatoes, and cheese with a very good flavor. And very good is capitalized for some reason.
Oh, damn. Okay. So maybe it's just very good.
It's very good. A glass of red wine would complement it nicely. So that's nice. Now okay. You're having a red wine with your frozen pizza.
Right. Why not?
That's fun. And you know you could trust Newman. Good ingredients. Number three.
Good on dressing. The list of
good dressing. Better pizza.
Ingredients.
Number three. Red Baron.
Yeah, but.
Brick oven crust. And they're saying that the three cheese. Nope. Cheese trio pizza is the best one.
Wow, okay. I'll try it out.
This pie is sweet sauce.
You pulled my leg.
Above
I'll do
average
you.
Average thick crust.
You.
Are you mad that it's number three?
No, I think that's great. I'm glad I made the list.
Number two, DiGiorno.
Wow.
And that's. There was another one. Mama something.
Big Mama Celeste. Oh, Mama Celeste.
Is
yeah.
That a thing?
I remember Mama Celeste.
That's the one I think I used
yeah,
to
Yeah, yeah.
And then number one is Wegmans, and it looks. Gigantic.
Is Wegmans just anywhere?
I don't want to start any fights, but I think Wegmans, if I'm remembering correctly, I remember it from upstate New York. And we were staying with someone during a tour, me and Megan Tonjes, and they were like, you got to get a sandwich from Wegmans. That's the whole thing. And they talked about it the whole trip. And it's just like a grocery store. It's like a Ralph's. And so we went there, and I remember the sandwich being so bad. And it was... I don't remember exactly what I got. It was a long time ago, but I remember hating it. And I was like, there's no way, like, you got to be fucking with us. There's no way that you and your family and all of your homies were like, dude, if you do anything, we would pass people on the way to a gig and then be like, you take them to Wegmans yet? And we went and it was
the most disappointing.
The most disappointing.
Like, you couldn't believe you felt like an alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And I was like, I can't be honest to any of these people.
Wow, yeah. So
it's a thing where the town fucking burns you at the stake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They would have really burned you at the stake. Yeah.
I told them, but I haven't been back.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Bad sandwich. Wow, that if it was so hype,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like really upset.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is fucked up.
Yeah, because then you're looking forward to it.
You guys are fucking with me.
You like food. I like food. I was looking forward to it. I was let down.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, Wegmans.
All right. Well, speaking of Wegmans, let's get into these dang ads.
What if the first ad was Wegmans? The very first one.
Hey, we got one at the last second.
I hope you guys are sleeping well at this point in the podcast because it's time for us to talk about some... things that might be helpful, useful, wonderful, goodful. Things that you might want to use in your home.
Things that might be goodful.
And things you might want to have. And I think that, you know, we wouldn't lead you astray. Guys, let's talk about Squarespace. Mike Falzone, our very own Mike Falzone.
Yes. That's me.
That's a Squarespace website. We talk about that quite a bit. Mike, you like using it?
I love using it. It's so easy. I can make it look however I want, and it already looks beautiful because I chose from one of the award-winning templates.
That's right. And the thing is Squarespace will empower you and millions of dreamers, makers, and doers by providing you with tools you need to bring your creative ideas to life in an all-in-one platform where you can build your website, claim a domain, sell stuff online, market a brand, see analytics, get those award-winning designs with world-class engineering, beautiful templates, powerful e-commerce tools, and 24/7 customer support. Guys, you don't understand. It's award-winning. They are around for you, day or night, to help you with your needs. So if you've been thinking about making a website, advertising something in your life, making a website gift, definitely check out Squarespace. It's the way to go. Mike Falzone can say it himself because yes. He uses the dang thing.
Yes, and I have said it. And I'll say it again, and I'll stand by it.
So why don't you go to squarespace.com/banter, get your free trial, and when you're ready to launch, you can use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter for that free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you so much, Squarespace.
Thank you, Squarespace.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it.
Was there a vibe check that I missed? I love that
you're right on the same tempo with the song.
I try really hard.
It's good. It's perfect. Adds a whole new level to the ads.
And that's kind of what they pay for.
And that's what they're paying for. Guys, let's talk about Stamps.com. We love Stamps.com because this summer is showing welcoming signs of a more normal life ahead. Can we get an amen?
Amen.
Finally, you can get back to enjoying life's little pleasures, like smiling at your neighbor, going to see a movie, and going to the post office. Okay, well, some parts of normal life aren't so great. But with Stamps.com, you can skip trips to the post office and save on postage. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay less. A lot less, with discounted rates from USPS and UPS. Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every single year. My mommy uses it. My mommy sends packages to all of her favorite people, including me, using Stamps.com, and God bless her for it. God bless you, Mom.
God bless her, Mom. God bless your mom. God
bless your mom. Bless
your mom. Let me do my show!
Hey guys, so here's the deal. Why don't you stop wasting your dang time going to that post office and go to Stamps.com instead? There's no risk, and with our promo code BANTER. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. And no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BANTER. That's Stamps.com, promo code BANTER. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Smile in at your neighbor. Smile in at your neighbor.
Ooh, Mike, I got a question for you.
What's that, Steve?
What's that, Steve? What's something that you wear that you can't see, but it can make or break your day?
Underpants.
Absolutely. If you guessed underpants, which you did, then you probably have a lot of good days. Seriously, there's a reason your underwear is the first thing you put on. MeUndies believes that you should be comfortable at your core. That's why they make the softest undies in the biz, with fun prints so you can wake up every morning excited to put on your favorite pair. And so why don't you say bon voyage to the undies?
Bon voyage.
You used to know, because comfort starts with MeUndies.
Smiling at your neighbor, smiling at your
neighbor. It's a
What?
That's the big good button. Steve, don't press the make good button.
Guys, why don't you never run out of underwear ever again or worry about skipping laundry day ever again with the MeUndies membership? Each month, you replenish your basics and build your collection with styles that are anything but basic. Yeah. Styles that let you be the truest version of yourself right down to your core. And no pressure, you can always skip a month if you want. Plus, enjoy discounted pricing, controlled shipping, and exclusive early access. Hey, love ya, butt!
That's really good advice.
And get the dang membership. And MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. And MeUndies has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions asked. So to get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Thank you, MeUndies. Thank you for protecting my butt. And last, but of course not least, by any means, let's talk about BetterHelp. And what better time to talk about BetterHelp than now? We're coming out of a pandemic, conceivably, with people being vaccinated more and more every single day. We're getting out there. We're trying our best. We're trying to reacclimate to human life as we knew it. And sometimes you need a little help, a little push out the door.
Yeah.
And I certainly did, and have, and do.
I think that all checks out.
And if there was anything that was preventing me from doing that, therapy, talking to someone, professionals, that was the way that got me out of my dang funk. Nice. And BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, just like that. And you connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, it's not a crisis line, and it's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. You send a message to your counselor anytime, you get a timely and thoughtful response, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And guys, there's all sorts of services available for clients worldwide. You can find the particular expertise that you need online, and don't limit yourself to counselors located near you. And these licensed professionals here at BetterHelp are counselors who specialize in things like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, self-esteem, grief, family conflicts, anger, basically anything you can think of, and anything you share is confidential. That's a word.
Let's slow down.
Convenient, professional, and affordable. All right, so guys, I want you, Mike and I want you to, Mike wants you to start living a happier life.
100% right.
Today. So as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/banter. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/banter. Thank you, BetterHelp. And thank you to all of our sponsors.
Thank you, HeadGum, for the help they give us every single day. And now, back to the show. Steve, good ad break.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You know, we just plow right through. We do the profession. We try to be as professional as possible while still maintaining the integrity and the comedy of the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, this has been a bit of a week, dude. This has been a busy week.
Yeah, you've been working hard.
Oot and a boot, man. We're just shooting shit, and we're just like, and I'm going out almost every night and seeing people and doing shit. I'm like really making up for lost time.
Yeah, as you should.
All right. Well, listen.
Yes.
Why don't we do some history, Rhodes?
Okay.
We'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
Have a great time. Maybe have a giggle or two.
Yeah, we could have a giggle.
Why not?
Before we do that,
yeah,
I'm going to go to dynamicbanter.clothing.
Oh, hell yeah. What's going on over there?
And I'm going to look at this one thing in particular.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to send, can I like airdrop you a something?
Yeah. My laptop should just show up. Oh, wait, let me turn on my Bluetooth.
It's not working out.
Hang on, turn on my Bluetooth.
But if you're listening and maybe you're definitely not sleeping again like before, you're going to want to go to dynamicbanter.clothing.
Oh, shit. I'm there right fucking now.
Do you see it?
Oh, wow. Are these the open eyes, close eyes, sweatpants?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so.
Oh, man. These are great.
Down the legs, we have open eyes, close eyes. This was, of course, designed by Faith Borga. And then we have eye, open eye and a close eye.
On the butt.
On the butt. And little cuffs on the fucking legs. So they're like.
Love a cuff on yeah. a sweatpant.
Especially if you're a sneaker person.
Oh, yeah.
That'll show off those sneakers. Oh, something yeah. real nice. And it'll go perfectly with your Dynamic Banter hoodier.
And
a lot of you guys have that.
There's a nice little Dynamic Banter logo up by the waist. A
little tag.
Little tag.
Yeah. So that's a real nice little detail.
That's nice, man. That's a nice pair of sweatpants.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
Real excited about those. Thank you for the design.
I'm going to wear two pairs.
Yeah, you should wear two pairs. Be the reason the forest fire started this year. I can't even imagine. We are having a very hot summer, so you might be like, why are you selling sweatpants? It's so you got them for the fall, baby.
Yeah, but also sweatpants are great when you're working out or something, uh-huh. or if you're like, you want to take a little jog around the neighborhood, and even yeah. though it's a little hot, like you said, get that sweat going a little bit, you know? That don't matter. But also preparing for the fall. Yeah, that's always a smart thing to do.
Yeah, you got to have sweatpants for the fall and for the winter times.
You ever seen that Liam Neeson movie, Preparing for the Fall?
Sweatpants for the winter? I was trying to look up that. So that's all I wanted to say. We can go into history.
Hell yeah, dude. That was tight.
In the meantime, this I'm going to try to look up that. What? What's wrong?
It's like a little pimple or something I was ripping at this morning and it hurts.
You got a pimpy?
Yeah, it was like touching my face and it hurt.
I'm sorry, Doc. I'm down, that was History Road by the Bee Gees.
Callie sends a email saying, my mom is in love with Mike Falzone.
Oh, Callie.
Hi, boys. My name is Callie, longtime listener, few time History Roader. I want to tell you guys the story of how my mom fell in love with Mike Falzone. If my dad listens to this, I'm sorry, Dad. Shit happens.
I had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, no, this isn't a conspiracy or anything.
Is that what did it?
Here, we'll bring in this nice music for this story. It was a warm, sunny afternoon in May, and me being the huge podcast fan that I am, was so excited to learn that my own little girl History Road was read on DB. It was about butterflies, and it is a story my mom loves. So when we were in the car, I turned the podcast on. She was giggling and smiling, listening intently to you two boys reading the story of little me being scared of butterflies. Oh, it's the Scared of Butterflies girl.
This was very nice. I remember this.
That's
also when, perfect song.
Perfect song. That's when Mike said something like, butterflies are just paintings with legs. And my mom lost it.
Dude, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I have not heard her laugh that hard in my whole life. She made me rewind it twice and laugh just as hard each time. She asked, oh my God, is this guy a comedian?
What is this guy?
He really should be.
What is that, a joke? Is that a joke from a comedian?
Do you think this is a joke? Oh, my sweet goodness.
And then asked me to play more bits from the show. She's partial to large, big, piano-playing man who is once Leal but gets huge. And the spinning helicopter lady. I finally showed her a picture of Mike, and she said he is, quote, hot but in a drug dealer cook at Denny's kind of way. What is she, a comedian?
What is she, some kind of a joke?
Sorry, Mike.
That's hurtful, but I get it.
Long story short, I think Zoya needs to watch out because my mom is in love with Mike. Well, she's kind of funny, too.
Yeah, she is kind of funny.
Because she says hot but in a drug dealer cook at Denny's kind
of
way.
That is the kind of guy who would scoop your wife.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
The drug dealer.
Well, he's over there, like, with the cigarette in his mouth, flipping moons over my hand. Yeah. And he just, like, takes a peek. He's got the cigarettes rolled up into his shirt. Yeah. And he takes a look over at the diner counter, and there's your mom. Like, there's the girl's mom sitting there, and she's just looking at you, and you just go, you just wink, and then you go, like that. And then, like.
But you still ash into her breakfast.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. And she loves it. She loves the taste of ash in her.
She's like, can I speak to the manager?
Can I compliment the chef?
My compliments to the chef, but I found ashes in my moons over my hammy, so I won't be paying for this.
And I also found a piece of paper with what I think is his phone number in the eggs.
In the omelet. There was a piece of loose leaf paper in my omelet.
Thanks for reading my history, Road. P.S. I have listened to every episode of DB over again during quarantine, and I have never laughed as hard as I did at the episode where you boys pelt Owen with little plastic babies. Literally almost peed myself. Whoa, I don't remember that. Dude, I mean, I remember it, but I don't remember what happened.
If you didn't say that, I would have never
thought about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the little babies because they were
around
all
for a long time.
Over.
Yeah.
Like you would step on them in the carpet, basically. Someone sent us a lot of babies, I think.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
PPS, Mike, please come do a show somewhere in Indiana. I swear to God I will drive however far it is. I need that good stand-up shit in my veins. Love you guys, Callie.
Thank you, Callie. And thank you, Callie's mom. And sorry, Callie's dad. But I will come. I'll come hang out.
Henry Shand, I won't say his full name, sends a History Road saying, blank is my favorite cherry.
Buckeye.
Afternoon or morning or whatever the hell time is it, boys?
Eagle Eye is my favorite cherry.
I'll keep this one brief because I know Steve likes that. Just had a blank is my favorite blank story to share. My father was eating some cherries. He was guzzling them with such vigor, and he said, I can't stop eating these cherries.
That's how I knew.
I replied, what are they, maraschino cherries? And he said, no, they're Bing cherries. I then fired back with, Bing cherries was my favorite character from Friends. I don't know, maybe that sucks. Anyway, have a good one or whatever, thanks. Henry Shand.
Dude, I love that whole... I love all of that. I love every word of that.
Me too. He says, P.S., I hope you didn't read my full name just now, and you better not read my address, which is listed in full below. There really is an address. I won't read it, though, obviously.
I mean...
Wait, what is this now? Joy Brown sends...
From down in my heart.
That's right. Sends a History Road saying, Steve only knows the name of one Caribbean island plus History Road. Joy says, hi, BBBBs. As a longtime listener of DB and the Valley Cast, heard of it. I came to a realization as I listened to both podcasts in 1 week, among usual conversation, Steve jokes about what he would do if he was suddenly rich. In both instances, he said something along the lines of, see you in Barbados, which all but confirmed my theory that Steve, despite being of Mexican descent, only knows the name of one Caribbean island. I was born in Barbados, so I always find it assuming when people shout out De Island. I'm attaching a virus. And she crossed it out and said photo of my favorite spot on the island for reference. This spot is called Bathsheba. Bathsheba. On another note, here is a history road with my first attempt at a blank is my fave blank joke. First, a detour down context road. My mom was letting our family...
Which runs adjacent to...
Right, right. My mom was letting our family group chat know that the house next door is my childhood home was demolished.
Oh.
She had been friends with the family of this home as a young girl and was sad to see the house go.
Friends with the family of this home is... the most adorable thing I've sentence I've ever
friends
heard.
With the family of this home.
Yeah, like it personifies the home.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the home has its own life there, and sometimes families come in and befriend the home. Ah, oh.
They say home is where the heart is.
And the heart is the family. And the family is in the home. So that's that all checks out.
The math checks out.
Yeah. That movie's called Olive Garden.
As a young girl was I oh and she was friends with the family as a young girl and was sad to see the house go. To be honest, this was a beautiful old house with great architecture, and I was surprised, as you will soon learn, that the new owners didn't want to keep some of the unique elements. When we then we had the following conversation. Mom, they're knocking down the stone columns now. Me, wow, I'm surprised they aren't keeping those at least. Mom, some people have no vision. Me, some people have no vision is my favorite Stevie Wonder album.
Mom, I'm serious. I'm watching our memories being ripped away.
Please stop joking. It didn't land. Thank you, boys, for all you are and all you do. I recently played the episode regarding Spinning Woman in the car with my parents. Mike referenced not knowing if the top of the helicopter or the spinning woman were going faster at one point in the video. At this time, my very stoic dad, humble brag, lost his shit and was laughing so hard he was gasping for air. I have never heard him laugh like this before. Thank you, BBs, for the memory. Wow, we got a lot of parents laughing at the podcast.
We are your parents' either favorite or least favorite. Or least favorite. Yeah.
Forever and always, Dazine.
Dude, that's beautiful.
Thank you so much, Joy. That was a joyful history road. Okay, let's do one more.
Yeah.
And then we'll say goodbye to everyone.
Do you want to make the announcement for next week? Why people might be able to look forward to next week?
We should. Should we do it right after the history road, or should we tease it?
I don't know the difference. I don't think I understand what's happening.
Kind of squish. It kind of puts the parentheticals on the end of history roads, and then it's like, here's what we're doing.
Oh, okay. So that's stay what I'm tuned saying. After
yeah,
this
stay
one.
Stay tuned. Anastasia sends a
I'm sorry,
road.
I wasn't on the same page.
No, that's Anastasia says it has a history road and a real life back to you in the studio moment.
Great.
She says, good morning, DB boys. I wanted to take a minute to share my appreciation for the revival of the podcast Back to You in the Studio bit with Malcolm, recently posted on the DB Instagram grid.
Good job, Ryan.
I'm a national news producer based out of New York City. Oh, cool. This bit constantly gives me flashbacks to election night coverage, where I produced and juggled 5 different reporters who were all live in the field at election results watch parties throughout the city. Holy shit.
Nightmare scenario.
You are a special person because that takes an amount of focus.
I'd rather quit and put myself in financial peril
than
to try to juggle 5 people.
I'd rather worry about my next meal. If that gives you an idea where I'm at with that. Not only did the earpiece delay cause that exact moment multiple times, leading me to have to juggle live shots and dumping out of them quickly, but it also caused one of our reporters to not realize she was live on the air, which is, you know, it happens.
What happened, though?
I tried screaming at her that we were going to her in the field in her earpiece. But the delay was so bad that she continued to eat the in-between live shot hot dog she had received from the party.
That's great.
All while staring into the camera. Please send me this clip. Please! Please, Anastasia!
There's no way that woman is like, is not like burn every piece of
footage. I know,
right?
I mean, it's probably out there.
Was it? Did she say that it was her? It was her shot, like live shot, or just the audio of it?
The shot.
That's so funny. That's so, so funny. That's so funny.
To make matters worse, the photographer with her, just staring.
And everyone around her is like, this election? Who do you think is going to win? Everybody has a shot.
Just staring right into the camera.
Man, the next 4 years are going to be a bummy ride.
To make matters worse, the photographer with her was also on the delay, so he couldn't get her to stop.
Yeah. What try as he might.
What resulted was 5 seconds of our reporter chomping and chewing a Nathan's hot dog with dead eyes, live on the air with no update on election results, just staring and chewing.
So, Steve, do me a favor. Look into that camera and do the staring and chewing thing.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi.
That's so long. It's too long. It's too long.
Dude, here's how it ends. Count me down.
Okay,
count me down.
Okay.
Ready?
And 3, 2, 1. And
what? We got to someone else.
And back to the studio. Yeah.
Huh? Oh my goodness.
Until she heard a delayed go, which I immediately cut off as I moved on to the next reporter. This bit serves as a reminder to not take my job so seriously. The last 15 months have been full of some insane news and many moments of questioning why I continue to stay in this industry. This weekly hour helps to shut my brain off and reset for another week of news. Oh, I appreciate the show and both of you for your constant source of light. Mike, I'm coming to see you at the stand a little later this month. I'm looking forward to your return to the city. Take care and stay healthy and safe. Grace.
Thank you, Grace.
Wait, who's Anastasia?
What happened to Anastasia?
Was this written by two people?
What did Grace do with Anastasia? Thank you so much
for
joining
us. Wow, what a story. First of all,
I loved it. I love that.
National producer in New York City doing news. That's a big job.
Yeah.
We salute you for your work.
Yeah. Yes.
And yeah. But speaking of shows,
I'll be in New York City from the 22nd to the 24th. And there is a link on my Instagram and on my website and on my Twitter. Thank you. And stuff where there's one link and it has the tickets for all the shows I'm doing at the stand. I'm doing like 8 or 9 shows at the stand and they're shorter sets, but plenty of chances to come see me. And that's all I'm doing when I'm home, because the other thing I'm doing is catching up with my family and hugging my parents and crying profusely, and it's gonna be awesome.
First time you're seeing them since the old
unpleasantness.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I'm so happy for you. What a rejuvenating moment that will be for
what
you.
If I never come back,
I mean, I would get it.
Or if I come back in 10 days, I look completely different.
As long
like
as
Jumanji.
What year is it? And because Mike will be in New York next week, in the East Coast next week, next week's episode is going to be kind of special. We're going to do a pre-taped episode that will be nothing but History Roads. It's kind of like our way of saying we're sorry, but filling an episode that we can't like just do again because we, you know, sometimes it happens. So stay tuned next week if you want to. Well, actually, it's kind of too late if you want to get your History Roads in for that episode.
It's officially too late right now.
But what we will do is we'll go back deep into the History Road bucket, and we'll dig down on the bottom of the letter bag.
Cloverfield questions.
We'll see what we can find in there. Like, we'll go real far back and see what we got.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it.
But yeah, it's going to be a good one. So stay tuned for that. Anything else? We're both on TikTok. We make TikToks. We've been doing stuff on our Instagrams. Oh, and the Valley Folk has been doing the Wednesday streams, the Jackbox and Chill streams on twitch.tv/thevalleyfolk.
It's quite a setup.
It's something, man. This last one was the first one Kevin was like the mastermind of, and it was like chaos. It was like crazy. We've been doing it at the apartment because that's where the PC setup is, but it's been madness. So please come around for that, 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. And I guess that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening to our extra quiet episode of Dynamic Banter.
All the lights will be on next week, and we can't wait to read your History Roads. Hope to see you in New York City. Check out the sweat paints. And I'm looking forward to eating some food and then doing this episode.
And as always,
I'm coming day and night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.